Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Protecting the honor of a Muslim. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever defends the honor of a Muslim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him from the punishment of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying the following whilst going around the Kaaba in Tawaf: how pure are you and how pure is the atmosphere around you? How great are you and how sanctified are you? By the oath of the being in whose hand is my life, the honor of a believer is more sanctified than you in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once glanced at the Kaaba and said, how honored and revered are you? However, a believer is more honored than you in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidun Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fails to defend a Muslim when he is being degraded or demoralized will be deserted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the moment when he desperately desires Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance. Similarly, whoever defends a Muslim in such a circumstance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come to his aid when he would love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to aid him. Note, the above ahadith emphasize the importance of a Muslim and the virtue of defending his honor. When we understand the sanctity of the Kaaba easily, we can also understand the value of a believer in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.